A launch is never for nothing. Even if you sell zilch. Let me explain. We are always setting ourselves up for the next launch. I believe we're truly always launching something, whether we're launching ourselves on, you know, a certain visibility level, or we're launching a new offer, or we're launching our expertise. We're always launching. We're always selling consistently when we decide to show up for our businesses on social media. If we don't know each other, my name is Chrissy Connor, and I am one of those people who absolutely hated, loathed, avoided whatever I could do when it came to launching. I was the visibility queen, and I thought all I need to do is just show up on video and people will magically decide to go find my offers and buy them. I don't need to talk about them. I don't need to launch them. I don't need to sell them. Magically, they're going to want what I have to offer. I tried that for like 6 months, and can I just say it didn't work? The joke was on me because it didn't work. I decided I was mad that I didn't like the launch results I was getting. And so I decided I'm not going to launch for 6 months. Well, I didn't say for 6 months. I thought I was never going to launch again. And it only lasted for about 6 months because I realized it was not working. How are you going to get better at launching and selling, Chrissy, if you choose to do nothing? If you choose to literally just wait? If you've ever known me or you've ever heard anything that I put out, I do not wait for anyone. I move. I take action. I'm not waiting on a sell. But I'm also selling every single day. I'm launching something new at least once a month, right? I am creating massive visibility for the offer that I want to share with the world. And so many times we limit ourselves because we are choosing not to do that. We're like, I need to find something that I can put in front of my face. We're like this, right? My book just happens to be here. Hey, I launched an offer. Go get it. And then we go hide, right? We go hide because we are truly afraid. We're afraid of success. We're afraid of failure. We're afraid if somebody doesn't like it. We're afraid of so many things. Instead of standing in our power, owning what we do, owning our expertise, and owning the results that we've gotten ourselves and other through the things that we do and teach and we know. Do you know how you get better at launching? Not by avoiding it. Do you know how you get better at selling? Not by avoiding it, right? You get better by actually doing. I got better at video and better at visibility by actually getting visible. So avoiding it does not make us better. It does not increase sales. It does not increase revenue. It does not. It just doesn't, right? So why are we going that route? Or why are we being like my son's friend Dylan, who thought he would magically start swimming at 15 years old when he jumped into the 10 and a half foot water of my pool and couldn't swim? We don't just magically like start doing something, right? Or start selling by not improving ourselves and actually going through the act of attempting it. He's okay, by the way. But here's the deal. Like, we get to put forth the inspired, aligned actions, take radical responsibility for the fact that we aren't creating the launches or we aren't selling the volumes that we desire, right? Or the goals or reaching the goals that we want to achieve in our businesses, and do something about it. 6 months, I chose not to move. 6 months, I chose not to try. 6 months, I thought magically it was going to happen. It did not work. So what did? I put myself into containers where I got better and better and better and better. And then I launched 40 times in a row, right? So that I could improve. I could come up with my own framework that worked for me and my business and my mindset and my life. And I could still live my life. And I found a way to enjoy the process. I enjoy the entire process. I enjoy it when people are buying. I enjoy it when people aren't buying, even though that's kind of hard to say, but I do. Because guess what? I believe there is a time and place for everything. I believe that what the results I don't like or I don't enjoy, right, make me better. But I also believe that there is so much power in being the same person that you are when people are buying and when people aren't buying. There's so much power in showing up in the same way, whether people are buying or not buying. That doesn't mean like, oh, I'm going to go hide. It just means I'm not going to scream in your face. You're not buying. Why aren't you buying? And list all the objections and the reasons you're not buying. But I'm also not going to like be afraid and scared and run away when people aren't buying. I'm going to show up. I'm going to be more strategic. I'm going to work on my mindset. I'm going to work on my energetics. And I'm going to keep talking about it. Most people's launches fail because they aren't talking about it enough. Most people selling, they're not selling what they want to sell because they're not talking about it enough. You get to create massive visibility for your offers and a launch in a strategic way, again, that works with you, that creates revenue opportunities at the beginning, during, and at the end of your launch. Isn't that a beautiful thing? Isn't that what everyone wants? And also not being mad if you don't get the results that you want, because a launch can take on a different life. A launch can take on a different strategy. No launch is failure, even if I don't get the results I want, because you know what? I've taken a $40,000 launch and turned it into a $158,000 launch. I've taken a $20,000 launch and turned it into a $78,000 launch. Do you know how I've done that? Because people continue to stay. So the container that I had that was a certain amount of time, they didn't leave. They kept renewing or upselling or buying more. So the value of your launch isn't what you bring in that time period. It keeps growing and growing and growing according to customer experience, knowing your offer suite and what to upsell them to next, and always having the next place they can go. That makes logical sense for them, makes logical sense for your business model, and makes logical sense for your boundaries and the way that you can continue to live your life and grow your business. We live our life during launches here. We don't live at our computers. That's just not going to happen. And that's the reason that I hated launching so bad, because I thought I had to live at my computer. I thought I had to live at my desk. I thought I had to live on video, and it was wrong, wrong, wrong. Yes, I do. I am very consistent and I am showing up, but it's not really any different than every other day. And I'm going to explain exactly how we do this inside of Ignite Your Launch. And you want to get in on this round because I have never done this before. I'm actually giving you access to Activation, which is the program that teaches your audience how to create massive excitement before your launch. It is the entry point into the launch of the main product or offering that you have. So it is amazing. You get instant access and you can binge all of those before we start Ignite Your Launch next week. I hope to see you inside of Ignite Your Launch with us.